one of the unique companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyah, he enjoyed some unique characteristics. He was not proud of his past. Hurr, prior to the morning of Karbala, brothers and sisters, he was going towards hell. Allahu Akbar. As you know, he was one of the commanders of the army of Ibn Ziyad. Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, in the morning of Ashura, he says himself, one of his very close friends, he says, Hurr came to me and said, don't you want to water your horse? I said, well, I don't think so. He went to Umar ibn Sa'd and said, do you really want to fight Hussein ibn Ali? Umar ibn Sa'd says, the least that is going to happen today is I'm going to behead them. Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, his friend, says that I realize that he is now doubtful. And with the excuse of watering his horse, he stepped away from the army. And I saw him shivering and shaking. His name is Muhajir ibn Aws, his friend. He's the narrator. He says, I went up to him and said, Hurr, if in Kufa they had asked me that who is the warrior of Kufa, I would say Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. Are you scared of fighting? Are you scared of death? He says, Allahu Akbar. Lucky those young men, women, old, young, whoever, that at the time of committing the sin becomes God conscious and is shaking, shivering, and sees that we are between hell and heaven. Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi turned around and said to his friend, no, I'm not scared of this, but أنا أخير نفسي بين الجنة والنار. I see myself between hell and heaven. Wallah, la akhtar al jannata ala shay. By Allah, I'm not going to choose anything over paradise. Wa in qutta'tu wa hurriqt. Even if they cut me into pieces, and even if they burn me, I'm not going to choose anything over paradise. By saying so, he rode his horse and is now going towards Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. The scene is so beautiful, really. Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi is riding his horse towards the camp of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And he is saying, he's greeting Imam Hussein with a greeting. He's greeting Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Oh, you the one who is the gate holder, or you are the gate of the mercy of God, Ya Hussein Mazloom. Is it possible for Hurr to be forgiven? Imam Hussein alayhi salam opened his arms and he says, Na'am, Taballahu alayk, of course. Come down, my dear brother. May God forgive you. Imam Hussein prays for his forgiveness. But Hurr ibn Yazid says, Agha, I'm embarrassed to come down and sit with you. I'm embarrassed of Bibi Zainab. I'm embarrassed of your family. I'm a good horseman and I'm a good fighter. Allow me to go back and fight. I want to be among the first who sacrifice their life for them. I found only one person among the martyrs of Karbala that Imam Hussein alayhi salam recited Marziyah for, and that is none other than Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. Imam is reading Marziyah and is reciting Majlis for Hurr ibn Yazid. Hurr is going back fighting a bravery fight he presented. First they came jeweling him, and then they realized that they cannot fight him, and therefore from all corners they were shooting one body as ordered by Umar ibn Sa'd. Suffices to tell you that Hurr found himself on the plain of Karbala. He cannot see anymore because he's bleeding from all limbs round. But Hani and Laka Ya Hurr, all of the sudden he opened his eyes and he's at the bosom of his master Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Ya Allah, brothers, sisters, pray that inshallah we also die at the bosom of our Imam Zaman. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is hugging Hurr ibn Yazid and is wiping the blood from his face. He looked at the holy face of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and says, Agha, are you pleased with me? His forehead is also bleeding. Imam Hussein alayhi salam has had a cloth and is trying to stop the blood. And the Imam says, Na'am, Imam Sammat ka ummuk. أنت حر في الدنيا والآخرة. I want to finish with this. يا أبو عبد الله الحسين, Hurr ibn Yazid and many of your companions at the time of their death, they departed this dunya while their heads was as your bosom. But Bemiram, no one was for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When he was in the Godal Ghatlega, only a painful cry gave him, consoling him, that Bunayya Ya Hussein.